I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Not all leaders are Stoics, but all Stoics are leaders. There was a famous exchange between the Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus and the king of Syria. The king traveled to ask Musonius, is it appropriate for a leader to study philosophy? Not only is it appropriate, Musonius said, but for no one is it more appropriate. What is the leader's duty? Musonius asked, and then answered, to be able to protect and benefit his people. And you'll notice that this is nearly verbatim the simple definition of what it means to be a leader that we talked about on Wednesday, that leaders make people better. Musonius continued that to make people better, you have to know what is good for them and what is bad, what is helpful to them and what is harmful, what is beneficial to them and what is detrimental. And making these distinctions, he says, is the job of no one other than the philosopher. A philosopher constantly occupies himself with this very question and has made it his art to know what leads people to happiness or unhappiness. When you are making others better, as we said the other day, you are leading. And when you are acting like a Stoic, as Musonius is saying to the king, you are making others better. In other words, leaders are Stoics and Stoics are leaders. Again and again, we see the Stoics making it their art to protect and benefit the people. It's Cato fighting to save the Roman Republic and protect the old ways. It's Stockdale nearly committing suicide because he knew it would improve the circumstances for his fellow PODs. It's General Mattis taking over guard duty on Christmas so a soldier could be home with his family. It's Marcus Aurelius during the Antonine Plague deciding to sell off the palace furnishings to help those in need. Socrates called philosophy the royal discipline, Musonius says, as his exchange with the king comes to a close, because the person who takes it up immediately becomes a leader. And you can't really avoid this. Taking up philosophy means to take up the questions of leadership. It means assuming the duties of a leader. Is it appropriate then for you to study leadership? Yes. In fact, it is the most important thing you should be studying, and it's something you should start studying right now and for the rest of your life. Hey, it's Ryan. There's just a couple more days to sign up for the Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge. It closes here on Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time. It's not only our biggest, but it is our best course that we've done. This is the first time we're running it. It's got all sorts of moving pieces that our previous courses haven't had, including these weekly deep dives with a two-star general in the Air Force, a GM of a sports dynasty, real leaders in real positions, whose experiences I can't wait to share with you. I'm excited to talk to them. I'm excited for you to talk to them. This is going to be a great course. The Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Leaders, is open now. It closes Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time. So do not miss it. The course begins on Sunday, August 1st. Really excited. Can't wait to have you. You can sign up at dailystoic.com/leadership challenge. And remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this course and all the courses for free. So if you were thinking about signing up for Daily Stoic Life, this is your chance to basically get all the value. Sign up dailystoic.com/leadership challenge, or of course, dailystoiclife.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.